This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Public Schools is suing the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to try to stop immigration enforcement in schools. The district wants the court to void a new policy that allows for immigration enforcement at what are considered sensitive locations, including schools, courthouses, and churches. The lawsuit argues the policy hinders the district's mission and that they've been forced to divert resources to prepare for immigration agents and even arrests on school grounds. The inflation rate ticked up in the Denver area in January, as it did around the country. Food prices were up 4% in the metro area, led by a jump in the cost of meat, poultry, and eggs. Gas prices rose too, reversing a year-long trend. The AAA says Colorado's average price per gallon is more than $3, up more than 50 cents from 1 year ago. Homeless shelters across the state are filling beyond capacity as dangerously cold weather continues. Colorado Springs Rescue Mission President Travis Williams says 475 people stayed at his shelter Tuesday night.
Our stated capacity is 450, but when we get into what we call our severe weather protocols, we open up more space and do everything we can to get as many people that cause no harm to themselves or others a good, safe place to stay.
Colorado Springs cold weather emergency declarations also open additional shelter space in local churches. In Denver, the Coliseum is set to open Saturday to provide more shelter. That's after advocates said the city's emergency cold shelter system has been strained this week. And the Pueblo shelter has been open 24 hours a day since the beginning of the month. It's cold again this morning, but daytime temperatures should be getting warmer in Pueblo and Colorado Springs and around Metro Denver. In Denver today, a high of 40 degrees. In Boulder, 36, and temperatures warming up into the 50s tomorrow. Grand Junction has snow late this afternoon, highs in the 40s today, and rain and snow on Friday. And mountain snow around Vail continues today and then all through the rest of the weekend. This is CPR News.